The last mishnah of our masechta, masechta Bava Basra, on the kuf ayin hey on the base, concludes with the words Amar Rabbi Shmuel Haroitza Shiyaskim Shiyachkim Yask B'dinim Omnis. If somebody wants to be smart, he should learn Dinim Omnis. Shein Lecha Miktsoya B'Torah. There is no subject in Torah Yoisimahen greater than learning these halachas. They're like a spring that constantly gives forth more water. The more you learn Dinei Mamnis, the deeper you get into it. And the right place to learn Dinei Mamnis, says the Gemara, is Yishamis as Shimon ben Nonas. That's the right place to learn Dinei Mamnis. So the Yalkut Yeshua explains that what's Rabbi Shmuel teaching us? That people think that it's mazel which is involved in what makes us wealthy and makes us smart. Tells us the Mishnah, tells us Rabbi Shmuel, it's not mazel that is the factor. The factor is, as the Pasuk says, Eidus Hashem namoni namona mechkimas pesi. And therefore, only through learning Torah, Torah of Mammon, that's what's going to make us rich, not anything, and not anything else. And I saw that the Mefarshim, along this line, in trying to teach us that the godless of learning Dinei Mamnis, and because one learns what, how important it is to learn the halachas of Dinei Mamnis, I saw that the Chinuch speaks in Mitzurei Shlam Gimel. Shloi La'avul HaMishpat. One has to be careful to be honest in judgment. Medina HaMitzvah, and one of the halachas is Ma'asha Amru Zuchonim Levracha. Chazal taught us Shema'anes Adin B'chlal Ma'avul HaMishpat. Even somebody delays taskening a halacha that he should have, That's considered ma'anas hamishpat. Umash amr have a mesina bedin. It says in Pirkei Avos in Perek Aleph Mishnei Aleph that one should be deliberate when he passes a shaila. Again, kadesh shloi yavol la'avul hamishpat. It should bring honesty. V'amr zuchadim levracha. And then he continues. Chazal teaches so daf kuf tes amud beis in masechta Yevamos. Roy Mishadon Li Moloch im Gol Mimenu Metzloi. If possible, consult with people who are greater than you. Vamru, and they teach, and Chazal taught us in Pirkei Avos Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin, Bas Horus and Yitzah, Kolamenea Atzma Menadin, Menea Mimenu Eva Vagezel Shuishov. By going, following the din, you avoid jealousy and stealing and swearing falsely. V'kol zeh l'lamdeinu shadov tzorach misun v'yishuv adas harbe kedosh shliyitu b'din ki harbe d'rochim yesh b'dinim v'chochim kodl tzorach b'din v'kamoy sh'omru z'chonim l'vracha haroitzu l'schakim yasik b'dinei momnes shein m'ktsoy b'torah b'god mehem shein k'mayin ha'neveya, the words of the Mishnah that we just learned, the Sironu Gamkein, and Chazal taught us as well, Sheyehei Choviv Aleinu Din Shaput Kedin Shamei Mona. We should treat all dinim the same way. Dvenya Yoda says that the gematria of the word mammon is equal to the word iyun. To know dine mammonis properly, one has to pay proper attention, learn all of these sugyas with iyun. And the Mefarshim explain why is it. So the Mefarshim explain that when it comes to all other halachas, we can't just say because the halacha in one situation is one way, that must be the halacha in another situation. But Midtreifus, the Gemara Masech Techumen, for example, says, we can't compare because in one situation an animal is considered treifa, it must be a treifa in another situation. The Gemara Masech Moed Katan says, Hilchad Moed Shein Akuris, when it comes to Hilchas Yontev, Hilchas Chol Hamoed, you can't learn one halacha from another halacha. But when it comes to Dinei Mamnis, learning and knowing the basics of Hilchas Dinei Mamnis help us to understand all other halachas. The Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer Agra D'Kala says the Torah HaKadosh begins with the word Bereishis Bara Elokim. He says Bereishis Bara Elokim stands for Baba Emes. He says the first words are Baba, Beis, Beis, Aleph, and the last words are Aleph, Mem, Tes, Emes. The Pasuk is teaching us, if somebody is going to learn the Babas, the Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, Baba Basra, then he will be Zoicha to Emes. And as the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama, Baflam Raman Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Haiman de Boil Mehavi Chsida, Lekai Mila de Nazikin. Chsidus, proper living, the way a Jew is supposed to live, is by learning the Masechta Masechta Nazikin. The Reshus Chochma says, a person who's careful in Ezekiel, a person who's careful how he treats another person, causes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should treat him also properly. I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Kibbutz Yeshurun says a siyum, spoke at a siyum once on the Masechta Baba Basra, and he quoted the last words of the Mishnah as we just did, the last words of the Mishnah as a siman, and he says here we're learning somebody wants to get smart. So he explains what is Chochmah? So he says that Chazal teach us that every Matzoi Shabbos we make Havdalah. And when we make Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos, the Gemara teaches us that where do we say Havdalah? In which bracha of the Shmon Esrei do we say Havdalah? We say Havdalah in the bracha of Chayin Hadas. Why do we say Havdalah in Chayin Hadas? So Chazal teach us, in Ein Das, Havdalah Minayim. If a person doesn't have Das, if a person doesn't have the proper intelligence, then Havdalah Minayim. that he's not able to make a Havdalah. So he explains, what makes a Talmud Chacham unique is that the Talmud Chacham knows what's important and what's not important. Talmud Chacham, the first thing that a Rav needs to do when a Shaila is asked of him, is he has to start deciding, is this a Daraisa, is this a Darabonon, is this a Minig? That's the mark of a Talmud Chacham. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, how does a person get to this Madrega, to be able to make these proper differentiations, to recognize what's important and what's not important in life? So he says, the Tan of our Mishnah comes to teach us the answer. Haroitze lahakim. If somebody wants to become a Talmud Chacham, if somebody wants to be able to reach a Madrega where he's able to differentiate between what's important and what's not important, certainly in the areas of halacha, but in all areas of life, the halacha is, teaches us Rabbi Shmuel, Yasek B'dinei Mamonos. He should learn Mesechet Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Why? So he says essentially two things. One is, you learn in these Mesechtes, as we quoted earlier, that not all shilas, certainly, as we may even discuss in this year, not all shilas that we have are necessarily explicit in the Gemara. But by learning these Mesechtes, we're able to get the principles, and by getting the principles, we're able to understand all situations. But there's another thing that he says, and that he says is that a person starts to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just in the Beis Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just in the Beis HaKnesses. A person who learns Din HaMamonos realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our place of business. Realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everything, in every aspect of our life. That is the mark of a Talmud Chacham. Because then he starts to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over, and it helps him understand what's important and not important in life. And he starts to realize that we're only here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be here. And then you're going to be a Talmud Chacham, because then you're going to be able to understand what is important and what is not important. And so says the Ben Yoyada, because the halachas of Din HaMamonos, we use our principles that we learned, and from using those principles that we learned, we're able to go further. That's why we could understand why the Tana of our Mishnah calls Din HaMamonos a Mayan Hanoveya, a constantly flowing spring. Because just like by a spring, even if you'll take out a tremendous amount of water from your spring, it will constantly replenish itself. So too, Din HaMamonos, it's constantly going to replenish itself. And so too, the Talmud Chacham, he constantly grows. He doesn't just grow in Divrei Torah, but because he grows in the Divrei Torah, it makes him a better person in every aspect of his Avodas Hashem.